We don't have any way to validate for children that what is invisible has more power than what is visible. That truth is spirit, which is why we were sent, Prince, to show us this. We need to start talking about it with our children because they're so lost with our silence about it. And I'm talking about not in what is called religious terms, but in terms of the truth, in terms of what we are as human beings. In the book, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, which you can download free as a PDF from the Nascence to End Work website, I mentioned that I'd had the experience of floating up out of my body. Recently, my son reminded me that he too had had the same experience. But for some reason, it was the precursor to this floating up that I recalled him telling me about, and not the floating up itself. And hearing him describe that precursor reminded me that I hadn't reflected on that part of the experience when I wrote Waking Up, though I certainly had at that time. As a child, and now I know this is an extremely common experience. Sometimes while asleep, my mind would wake up before my body did. This terrified me. I don't recall there being any common set of circumstances to these freezing episodes. When it happened, I would try to will my body to move. And the struggle was agonizing. I'd focus on trying to turn my body over, and the effort seemed to go on a long time. This recurring waking frozen terror went on throughout my childhood and teenage years. This is what my son experienced as well, though his floating up experience occurred when he was still a child, and mine not until I was maybe 20. In both our cases, floating up brought those body asleep, mind awake episodes to a close. I asked my son if he thought that floating up above his body was the infinite, the ancestors, letting him know he wasn't alone, which before Prince and Paul would not have occurred to me. But now I see the experience in the light of Paul and Prince. Now that we've been shown the mystery, now that we know that the ancestors who separated to spirit, to love, are living, I see what happened differently. What were the thoughts in your mind? I asked him. I'm scared. I can't move, he said. I would try to break out with sheer will. When it was then harder, I'd feel despair. Then I heard, try this. And I thought, I'm going to relax and breathe. And I visualized my inside growing and expanding inside my body. Once it fully enveloped my body, I floated up to the top and looked down at myself. The suggestions that come to us when we're feeling stuck in a dilemma are from the living ancestors. Our prince, our last prophet, has a birthday coming up this Thursday, June 7th. Let's honor him in all ways, big and small. We owe him so much. Let's show we know it. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for archival shows and the music of Prince. I love you. Until next week, peace.